All right. Here we are at Cowboys training camp in Oxnard. And this segment's going to require a little bit of setup. If you've listened to us over the years, we've gone over this a few times. But Cowboys training camp is held primarily behind an apartment complex. There is a large empty space out behind there. They make
hotel.
It's a hotel?
This?
Yeah, I thought this was residences over here. The hotel was down that way.
No, it's all hotel.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's large empty spaces down that way. And they make the football fields out of that. And everything else takes place up near the hotel. And we're sitting on the tennis court outside the hotel, between the hotel and the football fields.
Right.
And outside, there is a residential area, a residential neighborhood. There's apartment complexes everywhere. There's a street out there. And the way it has gone in previous years is, for training camp every year, the Cowboys pretty much commandeer this place. And they take over it. The players live here. That's where they stay, and they all have, they have meeting rooms and everything in there, and they have their meetings in there, and they practice out here, and they seldom, if ever, leave this place. And the Learing Press, some of them are afforded accommodations out here. Most have to, like us, have to fend for themselves somewhere else and then come out here during the day, which means you got to drive here.
Yeah. There was a time when we stayed here 1 year.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
But everything in life is somewhere else, and you get there in a car.
True.
He's right.
And that means that we've had to drive out here every day, and up until this year, it's been okay. You drive in, you park behind one of the parking lots out there, not far at all from here. You walk back here, you do the show, and that's that.
It's about a 10-step walk to get into the complex from the little parking area inside the hotel.
Now, last year, or maybe 2 years ago, things started to tighten up a little bit, but we found ways around that.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there appears to be no getting around it whatsoever. They're playing serious hardball.
Yeah, they're not allowing any of us to park in the parking lot. We have to find parking on the street, and the street is the major thoroughfare that kind of divides Oxnard. It's really busy, and you may find a parking spot, you may not, and it's, you know, it's not like life or death. It's not like it's that big of a beating, but it's very convenient to park 10 feet away from where you're walking into.
And mainly, we're very used to doing it that way.
That's right. And so now, there are, you know, there's always been a security checkpoint where they check your media credential before you could go in there anyway, into the main parking lot. Now, there's two security checkpoints. The minute you turn right, and Danny, you know what we're talking about, into that hotel area.
Oh, yes.
There is right away a security guy who stops your car, you roll down the window, and he'll tell you you can either pass or you got to park on the street. If you pass muster with him, you have to make it to the second security where you get stopped again. And so yesterday when we came here and they told us, they gave us the rigmarole, like, you got to park on the street, you got to park on the street. So we were trying to come up with different ways that we could figure out, give me the audio cord over there, where we could figure out,
game the system.
Yeah, figure out a way to get back into the garage. So I told Mike, I'm like, look, we were driving back last night and we came up with a couple of different scenarios about him being sick and all these things, and so, but we really didn't get anything real specific. And then we were driving in today, and I said, look, I'm going to pull up to the security guard. Just go with it, all right? Try not to laugh. Just go with it. So you didn't know what I was going to say?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So this is...
Did you tell him you were Bruce Jenner with the Democratic National Convention?
I did not.
It'd have been a good one.
That may happen tomorrow.
Yeah, for
sure.
Is this
Bruce Jenner?
Democratic National Convention? All right, so here we go. We pull up, and this is the first security checkpoint, and the guy walks out, stops the car, You hear the window roll down, and he is on Mike's side. I'm driving. Mike is in the passenger seat, and so he is looking in right on Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if it makes any difference, but you're staring at a war hero here.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
This man killed more.
Yeah.
Oh. You did not.
Well, hang on.
Hero here. Yes, this man killed more Germans than anybody else in the 23rd Infantry in the big one.
Meanwhile, Mike's like 35 years younger than anybody that served in World War II.
He looks amazing for somebody that fought in the European campaign. My God.
Yes, this man killed more Germans than anybody else in the 23rd Infantry in the big one. Unfortunately, after the war, heading back to Jacksonville and playing piano in the Charlie Daniels Band, a gator ripped off his left foot. And so we're kind of dealing with that right now. So.
I'm sure they'll let you drop him off down there.
Okay. All right. That'd be cool.
You have to clear it with the booth right here, and most likely he's going to tell you to drop the car out here.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you can drop him off.
Yeah. That gator was a bastard. I'll tell you.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, okay.
All right, so.
All right.
His backpack was in the front seat. So this guy's looking at Mike. First off, looking at him like, wow, a real war hero, huh? That's great. But then, immediately when I mentioned the gator gnawing off his left foot, he was afraid to look down.
Now, Mike was probably wearing some form of flip-flop.
He was, but his backpack was down at his feet, so you couldn't see his feet. So they were covered. Now, meanwhile, he's looking straight out. You never looked at the man,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I figured the play for me here was to look like I was in a really, really bad mental state as a result of all this.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Look, if I'm running security, first of all, you weren't in World War II. You're way too young. Now, I am going to look down at the foot. And number three, after V-Day in 1945, you went immediately back to Jacksonville and started playing with the Charlie Daniels Band, who was probably 11 at the time.
And there are a couple of holes in this story.
No, it's all holes.
As he's playing, a gator wandered up on stage and gnawed his foot off.
Not just bit it off in one fell swoop.
No, he gnawed it.
And no one stopped him. Like, no. He had time to gnaw. Gnawing takes a while.
Yet I kept playing with the Charlie Daniels Band while the gator was gnawing.
What a trooper.
All right, so that was the first. You have to pass through that leg of security.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So to speak.
Yes. So we soldier on to the next level, to level two of security.
Let's see.
Guess I'm gonna keep my blue dollar sign.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? We were gonna drop him off up here. He has trouble walking after the gator incident. He had his left foot gnawed off by a gator. Charlie Daniels was playing at the Red Bar in Grayton Beach, and unfortunately, a gator wandered upstage while he was playing piano and gnawed his foot off.
All right. I can't let you pass through here. I can call my supervisor. He has a car. He can give him a ride over.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you would have to park along the street.
All right.
So, again, they're very hardcore.
Oh, yeah. They have their marching orders.
Right.
Yeah, just so, for the record, in 1945, Charlie Daniels was 9.
So, no matter that this man does not have a foot, they were going to call a golf cart to come pick him up. Mm-hmm. All right? So, this is what this guy's doing now.
I can't let you pass through here. I can call my supervisor. He has a car. You can give him a ride over.
Okay.
And then you would have to park along the street.
All right. Well, that'd be great.
Oh, but now he has a foot.
Can you come over to the car, please?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. When he gets out and he has a foot.
What happened to your foot? It grew back.
Surprise.
Whoa! Oh, my God!
It's a miracle.
You mean that's what they call a foot?
Also, just know that you're dealing with Sergeant Reiner. I'm sure you've heard of him. War hero.
Give me about 5 minutes.
So I can't drop a war hero off up here and then turn right around?
Sir, it's not me. I need to approve it with my supervisor.
Uh-huh. This man's killed more Nazis than probably you have taken dumps in your life.
God. Oh, my God.
I hate to make him walk.
He won't be walking. Guard check to Rover.
Project to Rover. Like, what are they doing here? Project to Rover.
Sounds like they're undertaking the lunar landing or something.
Oh, my God.
Are you just dropping off and then going right off?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. The sergeant salutes you.
As long as you're coming right out?
Yeah.
Sergeant.
And away we go.
All right. So did Mike, did you have any idea what he was going to say?
No, I didn't.
How did you keep it together?
I had no idea where he was going with this.
So, I know you're processing this weird timeline of events as far as the...
Look, we're gambling
the
on
Second
these guys,
World
not
War and Charlie Daniels.
When World War II was, or who Charlie Daniels
I know, what
was.
I'm saying is, I get that these guys may not know anything, but Mike does, and I'm sure as he's sitting there, how are you keeping it in from not dying laughing?
And he is staring straight ahead, not make it like he is troubled by all of
this. Yeah, I mean, I figured I thought he was going to tell them that I was shell-shocked or something, you know? And so I just sort of assumed a trance-like state of mind where I was just looking ahead, you know, not laughing or, I mean, I didn't even snicker through all this.
No, not a peep. And so, away we went into our friendly parking area.
Did you leave the car there or did you turn around and come back?
No, I dropped him off. I was like, get out. I'm going to turn back around and go back. I just wanted to see if we could get through. Norm couldn't even get through there.
Hey. Really?
No. What? No, it's hardcore, man.
9/11.
Well, yep, it's 9/11, man.
I know.
Oh. Well, today we gamed him.
Well, Sergeant, well done.
Thank you.
Way to go, Sergeant Reiner.
I'm sure you've heard of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've killed a lot of Nazis in my day.
And played a lot of piano with Chuck Daniels.